October 8th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this presidential race is really a contest between truth and fiction. More than in any other campaign, you need to familiarize yourself with the reality of the facts. It is the same with your own salvation. When the moment of your judgment comes, you cannot bluff your way into heaven. This is why I tell you over and over, you must, in all truth, examine your conscience at the end of each day. Each day should bring you closer to my paternal heart and deeper into reverence for my commandments. My promise of paradise, if you please me by obeying my commandments, is all truth. You cannot negotiate with me. It will be too late for false promises. The truth is each present moment builds a case for or against your salvation. There will be no debate. I have given you 10 rules of conduct, including the rules of holy love. Trying to redefine them is not an option. Everything in your life, victories and failures, should be a reflection of your obedience to these commandments." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it was coming, and now it is in the world already. Little children, you are of God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore what they say is of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and he who is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.